As I walked toward the Eccles Theater in downtown Salt Lake City, I could feel the energy from the thousands of students outside the theater. They were organized by school, anxiously waiting for their school's name to be called so they could find their seats in the theater. I heard exciting conversation and bursts of singing from groups trying to kill time, waiting their turn to take a picture in front of the Hamilton sign.
How does a bastard, orphan, son of a whore and a Scotsman, dropped in the...
Understanding its popularity, Lin-Manuel Miranda, creator of Hamilton, wanted to make the musical more accessible to the youth. So in partnership with the Gilder Lehrman Institute of American History, Miranda created the Hamilton Education Program. In the cities where the musical was performing, a special high school-only performance is organized. The requirements to participate in the program are to be a Title I school, which means many of the students come from low-income families, and the school must incorporate a special early American history curriculum created by the Institute. Tim Bailey is director of education for the Institute and co-creator of the Hamilton Education Program. I wanted to know why he thought Hamilton was such a hit, especially among the youth.
Yeah, the genius of Lin-Manuel Miranda was taking incredibly important content and putting it into a format that not only maintained the integrity of the content, but made it accessible. So, you know, when you take something like, you know, the debate over the financial system of the United States, okay, so how many people do you hear Z's coming out of, you know, when you say that, but puts it into a rap battle that's entirely appropriate for the, you know, for the argument that he's having with Jefferson, that's brilliance.
On the table, Secretary Hamilton's plan to assume state debt and establish a national bank. Secretary Jefferson, you have the floor, sir.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We fought for these ideals, we shouldn't settle for less. These are wise words, enterprising men quote them. Don't act surprised, you guys, because I wrote them.
While the students were learning about the Founding Fathers, they were also creating their own original pieces, another requirement to be part of the Hamilton Education Program. Each participating student performed their piece in their own school, and 15 groups were chosen to perform that day on the Hamilton stage. When everyone was seated, the audience was greeted by three actors from the Hamilton cast dressed in their street clothes. Kyle Scatliff, who played Marquis de Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson, Elijah Malcolm, who played John Lawrence and Hamilton's son, Philip, and Fergie Philippe, who played...
I'm Hercules Mulligan.
Yeah, boo!
And James Madison. What's up?
Yeah.
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 You guys excited?
Yes. I just want all of you to know that we're just as excited as you are for all of you to be here right now.
Yes.
I talked to a group of students from Granger High School, that's in West Valley, who were lucky enough to be seated in the front rows.
Hi, I'm Jaden. I'm Aaliyah Palmer.
Tell me how you're feeling right now.
No words can explain how, like, excitement I am right now. Like, I heard of Hamilton when it first came out, and then, like, to see it is just spectacular.
And you guys are basically in the front row.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing. I didn't even think we'd get front row. That's, I'm feeling so nervous, but also extremely excited and, like, proud for my school, especially. It's amazing.
All right, next we have Granger High School.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all nice and close.
Right.
How you doing?
What's up?
All right, we got Ivan Padilla, Bailey Beecham, and Alton from Prussia. Get him, get him, get him.
The Boston Massacre. March 5th, 1770. A group of colonists arrived at a customs house. This unorganized and unruly mob harassed the British soldiers. They were simply on the job.
The trio is on stage performing their piece with the Hamilton set behind them, looking dapper in their dark-colored suits. They plan to perform together when they first heard about the opportunity at school. I talked to them after their performance.
On that stage, it was phenomenal. And I told myself, I know what I'm doing. I trust in my friends. I trust in our piece. And so I just went for it.
So I'm relatively new to the theater scene, and being up there, it was completely different from anything else I've ever done. So I know I like theater, and I barely discovered it in junior year this year, but I think with this performance, it helped solidify that I'm definitely going to do this for the rest of my life.
Just being able to see all of the amazing costumes and all of the set pieces that are just backstage, and just being able to perform on the actual set of Hamilton was amazing. It was great being a part of it with these guys, and they're such amazing people, and I can't thank them enough.
But my enslaved brothers and sisters and fathers and daughters and uncles and aunties and sons and mothers, who's really putting the effort to go out and help each other? Is this what freedom tastes like? Is this what freedom feels like? I want more. So I'm willing to take it for these red coat bastards. All right, so go ahead, murder me.
So the program had three goals that we set out with. One was that students would learn this incredibly important content that, you know, who we are as a nation, how we came to be, what the ideals that this country was founded on, and who we can be moving forward, most importantly. The second was that they would learn skills that they take away from this program that they can apply through the rest of their lives, which are, you know, critical thinking skills, analytical skills, the ability to write critically, the ability to express themselves. And thirdly, it would be an experience they would never forget. And I think we achieved that.
On the job. Mothers, we gotta find the ones who are good and cannot even be bribed. The keen excretions are on this plate and inscribed.
I had a chance to hang out with Lin-Manuel Miranda a couple weeks ago, and
here's Utah's Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox.
And you know what? First of all, this thing should not be a thing. All right, imagine a child of Puerto Rican immigrants says, I'm going to write a musical about Alexander Hamilton, the founding father nobody cares about and everybody has forgotten about, and they're actually trying to get him off the $10 bill. I'm going to write a musical about him. Oh, and we're going to include a lot of rap in there and expect people to actually come and see it, right? It makes no sense on paper until you see it and it blows your mind. And here's the thing about Lin-Manuel. He did this, he found his voice, and then what did he do next? He gave back. He gave it to everyone else. Here's what I'm asking you to do. Find your voice, and then help other people find their voice, because that's what really matters. Let's kill it today, guys. Have fun.
Reporting from the Eccles Theater in Salt Lake City, I'm Danny Hayes with Utah Public Radio.